Welcome to the Real BS Show. And Seth,
yo,
we're gonna have a terrible show this week. It's the coronavirus has gone nuts. It's doubling and tripling. I mean, from last Friday when we did our last show, it's doubled or tripled in almost everywhere.
Right.
And at this rate, if it keeps going like this, which it looks like it is, it's going to be, the hospitals are going to be overrun.
Period. Yeah. There's some health minister in Catalonia, which is a province of Spain, autonomous region, we'll say. And the reports are that this coming weekend, from the 21st and on, that if they can't contain the spread, that their whole health system will fall apart.
Well, it's kind of their fault in the beginning because they were clamping down on the media, wouldn't let them tell anybody.
Right, right.
Back when they're having all their big festivals, their 2 million people festivals, and Italy, one of the biggest outsiders of Spain was Italy. Northern
right.
Italy was their biggest customer. And sure enough, Northern Italy got it. Now it's everywhere.
Right.
I mean, Italy's having like 4,000 deaths a day.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of also privacy issues going on right now. In the UK, the government requested a cell phone company called O2 to hand over any locations for people where they are, the GPS locations from people's phones. So if you're not following quarantine rules in the UK, you could be arrested for it. Israel, same thing. They're starting to really crack down in Israel.
With the artificial intelligence or whatever you want to call it, but the phone knows. I mean, you go apply for a job, they know how well you keep your battery charged.
Right.
I mean, they know everything.
Yeah.
So don't take your phone in any girly bars or anything like
yeah.
that. They'll know it.
There used to be a thing where people think that people were nuts for disconnecting the battery in their phone. But there's a lot of Fortune 500 companies that do that. They'll take their phones out and you take your battery out. There's a very special meeting you're having. You don't need to have any insider information being leaked out. But
do you remember that movie called V for Vendetta?
Yep, yep.
Remember when the police, they'd have a little thing that when they wanted to talk amongst themselves, they'd put this thing up and start this thing. It had a little light on the top. It was to hide their... So whoever was listening, whatever kind of bugging device, it was scrambling it.
Yeah.
So they could talk.
Yeah.
Amongst themselves. That's what it reminds me of, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an old movie, too.
Yeah. You know, there was a guy that was also in China that was going around taking videos of hospitals and whatnot, and they went to his house and forcibly removed him from his house for doing that.
Yeah.
We live in a different times a little bit, you know.
You know, he said he didn't care. He was going to try to get the information out anyways.
Right.
It wasn't pretty.
No.
So, anyways, I mean, what's some of the big news? Well, New York City and New York State is a big jump from last week. They weren't much of anything, and now this week they're in the thousands and thousands. And, De Blasio's having his way with Trump. He's really lambasting him.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think you don't get too many flies with vinegar. You need to show a little honey.
It's this game of politics, you know, where they're saying that federal government needs to do X, Y, and Z. And sure, we can sit there and say, who's to blame? But is this really a time to blame people for anything?
Why don't you try to help, you know?
Honestly, we can go back to the simple facts of the previous shows we talked about. Is social distancing does work. Philadelphia and Baltimore kept on having parades during 1918 and 1919, and then the influenza A spread. When they stopped doing those, it was quite late. A lot of people got ill in those areas, but they stopped doing it, and the numbers stopped. What needs to happen is New York City needs to own their own city. Every individual needs to own themselves. Not the government doesn't need to help. they can't. You know, it's kind of too late.
I don't know how they're going to pay everybody who's going. I mean, who's going to be affected by layoffs and and well, just lose their jobs completely. I mean, there's going to be businesses going out of business because.
Oh, sure.
I mean, they're locking it down, and holy smokes!
They definitely locked it down in Pennsylvania. Anything considered not essential.
Starting tomorrow, I think at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Is that tonight at 8?
Well, no, I'm sorry. It's 8. Tomorrow's 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. This is what are we? We're Friday the
20th. Yeah.
So, you know, just last week the 13th. Between then and now, it's just like it was 17,000 cases in Italy last Friday. We reported. Today it's over 40,000.
Right.
42,000 or something like that.
Right.
And climbing fast. I mean, 4,200 deaths just today. Amazing. In one country.
Yeah. And you see places like those numbers. You see Italy, you see Spain, you see England, who was late in the game of canceling schools. But you don't see anything about Africa.
Not much.
No.
No.
I'm sure it's spread there, and it's a tragedy.
Well,
that,
it's just getting a late start, maybe. Maybe.
I don't know. There's a lot of people that, a lot of Chinese investment in Africa, so I would be shocked if it didn't hit there first, before it hit Europe or the U.S. That's where I, you know, you see a huge emptiness on the map for where there's infections, because they don't have tests. And even if they do have tests, that probably the tests are failing.
Well, I was watching Greenland, and they were in the white. I mean, they didn't have anything until just a few days ago. Boom,
right.
They're red now. So,
right.
I don't know what they got, maybe four in the whole. It's a big area, but
right.
it's all cold. And
right.
Not a lot of folks that live up there.
Yeah, I think they kind of practice social distancing already.
Yeah, they've been doing that for 500 years.
Right. No, I just look at the numbers, and we've seen the numbers, you know. You got the numbers there?
Well, I got some that are cruising by here, but they're updating them every few minutes.
Right.
The total they got here is 268,905 worldwide, which is, you know, well over twice what it was last Friday.
Right.
The number of deaths, 11,207. That's the whole world. And it doesn't sound that like that much for the whole world, but you know, when one person dies, it's just not good. You know, I mean, you look at these numbers and they're just numbers, but somebody in New Jersey dies, and that's somebody's brother, or father, or
right.
mother, you know, and it's a whole story all by itself. And it's happening fast. I mean, in Spain, they got the coffins all lined up in churches. You know, they can't bury them fast enough. In Italy, same way. The coffins are all lined up in churches.
Right.
It just looks like a mass bunch of numbers, but there's a person in each one of them. You know, and I don't know. I was getting deer corn today, and they told me to. What do you call that? Social
distancing? Yeah.
I said, I've been doing that for 2 years.
yeah.
Shelter in place. I've been doing that for 2 years
right,
now.
Right. you know.
People aren't laughing about all that mountain house I got stacked up in the shed.
No.
You know, they're starting to.
You know, people. I remember people would make comments about you buying stuff like that. And you mentioned that you had a lot of cousins that would.
Yeah.
Make comments and whatnot, but I don't think they're laughing now when they seen the grocery store is empty.
Well, yeah, you know, Walmart, is it yesterday or last night? I mean, the shelves are definitely empty. I mean, there's still some stuff in there, but you want cans of soup? Forget it.
Right.
That's gone. You go in the toilet paper. I don't understand. Toilet paper is completely wiped out, and all the napkins and the paper towels are gone.
You know,
totally empty.
There was something interesting about that. You know, people are buying it to hoard, but there's also people buying it to, like, sell it later on at a price gouge. But the ones that are buying it to hoard, there was a psychologist that was talking about that, and he was saying that people have an empty space in their cabinets. And the natural instinct is to fill that and fill your inventory up in case the tragedy happens. So there's something psychological about having an empty cabinet without, you know, not completely full of toilet paper. And but that's not the smart thing to do. The smart thing to do is to buy food. You know, if you run out of toilet paper, you can always just hop in the shower and just, you know, take care of business.
Yeah, use the nozzle to.
Right.
Hopefully you got one that has a cord on it.
Right. It's just, you know, I mean, I don't get the panic in that regard, but that kind of made sense with the psychologist explaining that.
And the other thing I was, oh boy, I just went up to 269.
Right.
The other thing I was watching is these doctors are saying the number one thing about this virus is obesity.
Yeah.
Obesity is like its worst, I mean, its best friend, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that and smoking. That was the other one.
Yeah, and nicotine was another terrible thing. Yeah. Yeah, 269,000.
In this whole time here, you see these numbers in Italy and Spain and Germany, and China hasn't budged more than 39 cases a day or something like that. And it's like, that is completely impossible. They're no longer on lockdown as they were. People are supposedly back to work.
Yeah, that's what they want. They want everybody back to work.
But how are they stopping it? There's no way they stopped it in China. That's a myth. They're lying, pants on fire. There's no way they only have 80,000 cases.
Well, people are dying in their homes. They don't even go to the hospital.
Right.
There's no place to put them anymore.
But in my opinion, if you look at the numbers, Italy is probably the real numbers. Per total cases of 1 million population, they have 778 per 1 million. And China only has 56 per 1 million. And it's not, that doesn't seem right. Not with how it's spread.
It started there, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the epicenter. It should have been really horrible there, but they're not letting that on. Turkey's another one that's, they're saying that's lying. They're not telling the truth on the numbers. They want to come off as being strong and bold. The Turkish people don't get sick. I've heard that one before. Right. The viruses don't care about your strength or what your race is or what gender you are. It just hits you.
350 cases, new cases, and 4 new deaths in New York City today.
Yeah.
Just today. Yeah. What a shame. I hope it don't get me.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, car accident or something crazy, yeah. I don't want to be grouped in with thousands and thousands of others that just...
You know, right now...
Get cooked and gone.
I'm going to put this in perspective. Right now in the United States, only 64 people have the most serious case of COVID-19. There's been
serious condition, you mean?
Yeah. They're serious or critical.
Well, we're up over 200 deaths.
225. And you factor in most of those people had serious health issues beforehand, like you said, obesity and smoking. But, you know, 16,000...
Well, there was that guy that went to Disney World.
Yeah.
Remember? He was 34, I think.
Yep.
And he went back to he was in Florida,
right.
And he went back to California and got it and died.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And he was young. And now I don't know, you know, if he was heavy or bad shape or what, I don't know, but
right.
Well, didn't sound like it.
In Pennsylvania, they have tested 271. There's one death.
There's this real pretty lady in Washington State, had 6 kids, single mom, 6 kid. She was 42. She had just beat breast cancer. She got this virus, and she died yesterday. What a shame. I mean, 6 kids, no husband, and she just beat breast cancer.
That has to be a rough road. Imagine those kids, they have to carry on, you know, and... it's a sad thing.
Well, if she was 42, they couldn't have been too old.
No, you know? No.
I don't know. But, yeah, like there's a story behind every last person that dies, and they're not all just 80 years old.
Oh, no.
Walking around with a cane. You know, there's a lot of stories. What else? You know, we were talking about this, you know, shelter in place, or everybody's got to stay home. I mean, that is good advice. Yeah. Very good advice. Yeah. What do you do? You know, people aren't, I mean, I'm good at it, but I got lots of space and lots of woods.
Sure.
And, you know, lots of things to do and there ain't nobody around. But what about people in town and you know, what do? Especially if the kids are home. How do you self-quarantine your family? I got my shed cleaned. You know, I'm just thinking about this, and I said, yeah, I'll clean up my shed, get all my food storage and everything organized. And, boy, it looked real nice. And I was thinking, well, maybe that's what people could do if they're home and they have nothing. They're bored to death. My daughter's texted me and said, she's just bored to death down there in Pittsburgh.
Right.
Yeah. And I said, well, you know, do all the stuff that you've been putting off. You know, there's a lot of things here. You probably, you know, need something to get organized. Or, I don't know. What do you think?
You know, that there is something interesting. A lot of people are getting board games and playing board games. They are trying to
play games online, too.
Oh, you can play games online. You could, educate yourself. You know, I go back to Isaac Newton. You know, he was dealing with the Black Plague at the time, and they required people to quarantine themselves. And he went off and invented, basically, I will use the words calculus. He invented calculus in that spare time. So the possibilities are endless, I think, to do anything. If you put your mind to it, you can go educate yourself. You can go on Khan Academy. It's free. And study anything. There's so many subjects on there you can study. That's a free service.
Learning something. You know, the other thing is I can practice my bass.
Right.
You know,
that's true.
That can suck up hours, without even thinking about it. But
right. And that's a relaxing thing.
Like I say, I don't have that problem, but people in town do, and like my kids, and they don't know what to do with themselves if they're not working.
Right.
You know, and
I could be working anywhere, so for me it's like a non-issue. But
some of us. But
I would say definitely that there's possibilities to do anything. You could literally learn a new hobby.
A lot of people sit on Facebook all day.
Yeah, they do.
Or sit in front of the TV, eat bonbons.
I think there is something, you know, people can be doing. They could be bettering themselves during this time, you know, or checking in on other people. You know, that there's a lot of people right now that...
Well, you're supposed to stay home, though.
Yeah, but you can call people.
Yeah, you can
check to see how they're doing and make sure they're alive, and if they need anything, you know.
Clean something.
Yeah, you know.
Everybody needs to clean.
Well, not just that, but, you know, like, you know, there's elderly people, literally they can't leave their homes because they're autoimmune, you know, compromised and or some sorts. And you can even just go get groceries for them or some kind of item and just drop it at their door. You don't have to see them, you know? I mean, but that's the kind of thing, even a phone call to somebody and helping, you know, just check on them, see how they're doing. There's a lot of people right now that have been alone for a long time and nobody's checking on them. So we don't want what's happening in China where, you know, people are dying in their homes and they're finding them later on, you know? That's what I think. And again, I don't think the government's there to do that. They can't babysit everybody. You know, it's kind of, you know, we have to be kind of our own community and help each other.
Well, it's an election year, so maybe a lot of people, politicians, will try to try to act like they care. But I don't know. It's a crazy situation. But I don't know. Self analyzing or whatever. You know, what's life all about? You know, what's the real bottom line? Especially if you can't go to work or you can't do anything.
Right.
I mean, some people got workshops and they can play with woodworking or whatever, you know, hobbies, stuff like that. That's kind of neat. But outside of that, I mean...
Well, that's where they need to find their own purpose. That's kind of going back to, you know, I think everybody can find their own purpose. But they just need to find out what ticks, you know, the box for them. Like you found the bass. You found feeding the corn to deer, you know, those are kind of things that you enjoy doing. And splitting wood, you know, you enjoy splitting wood. That's like a relaxing thing for you.
Yeah, I can do that all summer long.
But But some people don't have that purpose. You're like, you wake up in the morning and here's my purpose. I have to do these things, you know? I mean, you don't have to, but you choose
to. I want
to. Right. Yeah. But
I don't care if there's a virus or not. I'm going to be out in the woods.
Right.
Dragging firewood home and cutting it up, stacking it up. And
but imagine the type of person that has no purpose.
I just did two cords about 2 days ago. One day, boom.
Right.
Me and my grandson.
Right.
Cost me $20.
Was he a good splitter?
Yeah, he did good. He did good. Yeah. I was shocked. He stayed right at it, kept going.
Yeah.
So that was good. And but I don't know. Me and Ferguson, we like to go tromp around in the woods out there. And
yeah.
It's my tractor, Ferguson.
Right.
And we hook on and drag a tree home and dice it up.
And chop it up in chop suey.
Yeah. Well, it's all those treetops left over from the loggers.
Right.
So there's all kinds of that.
And, you know, like that alone, like you before have grown your own garden and whatnot. And that's one thing that...
I got so much food stored away. Yeah, I don't... Like, yeah. What's the sense anymore? I got dehydrated food all over the place.
It's when I went to the store, I went to Aldi's, and I was kind of like taken back a little bit by... nobody was there panic shopping when I was there. What I was seeing was a bunch of people that buy groceries once a week and coming in and having a hard time finding things.
Yeah.
A very hard time. I walked away with some salmon that frozen salmon and a box of cereal. That's all I need. I just went in there to get some meat, you know? And it was, you know, I wanted to get some beef or something, you know, because I like eating beef. But I also eat salmon. I'm not opposed to it. You know, but that was kind of like, okay, what am I going to do? You know, I don't have any beef. I just go with this, you know. I have venison. That's one thing that's a positive is I have tons of venison, so I can eat that. But the panic was unreal. Like, I seen tons of food empty on the shelves. Like, no food. Cereal aisles is completely wrecked. You know, it's like people panicked. And they heard the national news. And
well, if you live in town, well, you live in town.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, like downtown here, you're... West or East.
Sure.
I don't know what I would do, you know. I guess I would have panic shopped a long time before.
Sure.
This. I mean, that's what I did at my house. I mean, I got all this stuff that's piled up. I did 4 or 5 years ago.
Right. And right.
I've always thought that. So, whoa, what happens if this? What happens?
Yeah.
If,
yeah.
Well, if the power goes out, it don't bother me none.
Right.
I don't care about the water because I got plenty of that.
Right.
I always got 4 or 5 tanks of propane.
Right.
Reserve, you know, of course I don't use much, hardly any.
Right.
And like I say, I got enough wood for 200 years, you know.
Right.
So it's I don't know, it's crazy, you know. And how do you come up with a fix that'll suit everybody?
That's impossible. You know, that's why you have to take it in your own hands, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That you need to look out for yourself, you know, not just
right.
Lay around and wait for somebody else to take care of you.
Right. In some ways, it's the responsibility of the individual to do that. Because here's your needs are different than mine. If you break down every individual, their needs are not going to match up with the whole collective.
Right.
And so you can't make everybody happy.
Well, one thing, everybody needs to eat. That's
oh, sure, sure.
So that's one thing.
Yeah, food and water. Once you get those, shelter. Yeah. And once you get those set... You don't need much else.
You go from house to house, how much food do you think people have in their house, and how long would they last if everything shut down?
You know, you mentioned that, and I used to work in a large retail establishment, and I won't mention the name, but I was a manager there, and I will say that from my talking with truck drivers and different people that worked in the warehousing, they said if truck drivers stopped delivering food, within 7 days the whole store would be emptied. And honestly, that happened in 4 days with most of the grocery stores around here, and they still haven't restocked. And anything they have, people have pillaged because they're panicked. So I would say most people are weekly shoppers or everyday
most
shoppers.
Folks aren't really prepared.
No.
Well, it's kind of that way with money too.
Sure.
You know, you miss
sure.
one paycheck and you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people are.
Sure. And this is where I would say food is one that right now, I remember Katrina. I remember going down there, and Rita, both Katrina and Rita, devastating Louisiana, and we provided security for food distribution and handing out MREs to people. Those people were not prepared for a hurricane.
No, and they live right on the
spot. It's who's ever prepared for a hurricane? How can you prepare for it if it destroys your house? We're going to store food. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just a simple logistics game. But, you know, I look at, we don't have, most people don't have food stored in their house for this kind of thing long term.
They don't have a game plan.
No. People used to can all the time. I'm sure you, when you were growing up.
Oh, geez, that's all we ever did. Oh, boy.
You know, I grew up on canning as well, you know, and it's like, I don't do canning, but I could. I know how to do it. You get a price, you know.
I had to weed the garden every day.
Sure, sure.
Oh, jeez. Couldn't go nowhere until I went. I weeded two rows because we had a giant garden.
Right, right.
Oh, I hated that so bad.
Nowadays, they put this black mat down.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That kills the weeds, you know?
Well, I won't let them grow, it's blocking the sunlight. Yeah. I wish I would have thought of that way back then.
Yeah, you know? Saved yourself from picking weeds.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, I agree with you. Most people aren't prepared. They don't have probably water on hand. You know, they're buying water bottles, and that's, like, stupid. I personally think water bottles are a waste of time.
Probably not even safe.
No, it's city water, most of it. But I for long-term use, you know, like, most people don't have enough food, they don't have water, and they don't have contingency plans of where to go if something was to happen. You know, like, what do you do?
I sprayed my straw with Lysol. Food, that tastes awful.
Yeah, yeah.
That won't hurt me, will it?
I don't know. You might be having some coronavirus in your mouth or something.
Disinfectant on my straw.
Yeah.
Has a minty flavor or something.
Jeez, Bill.
Shoot. Let's just let the music roll for a little bit and everybody go grab a donut or something.
Yeah. If you have done
something to drink, coffee or whatever you're drinking,
let this music relax you.
Yeah, and we'll check the numbers and come back and see how crazy it's gotten in just a half hour we've been talking.
Here. Right, right.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
There's the ding. Welcome back. Welcome back, Seth.
Welcome back.
Hey, don't ever spray your straw with Lysol disinfectant. Boy, yeah, that tastes awful.
It did say it kills coronavirus.
I think I'm getting dizzy.
Yeah. I think you disinfected it yourself.
Oh,
shit. So they'll take things to extremes sometimes.
Now my lips are disinfected.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You're out in the woods. And
yeah, I'm a different situation than right. Most of, I mean, I'm out there. I can stay out there. I come here,
right,
to our little hideaway in the basement here,
right,
once a week. That's it.
Yeah,
I don't really have to go anywhere.
Typically, they don't.
I got 10 cases of Coke stacked
right,
up.
Right,
I did run out of ding dongs though.
Oh, that's not good. Running
but out. But they don't have them anywhere. You can't find them. Right. So. I have to do Swiss rolls or something. I don't know.
I think a lot of people are, like you going earlier, you were saying that people don't have things they could be doing. They're confused. They're bored already. And if that tells you anything about society, that we need entertainment constantly, that we can't pick a book up. There's a wealth of internet out there.
Well, the ones that are really bringing it up are the ones that can't go to work.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's, to me, in the long run, you know, where's this going to end? You know,
right.
I mean, can we go a year without working? Is that possible?
I don't think that's possible. It's similar to what China did. They kind of are like, yeah, got to go back to work. Our economy needs.
Whether you like it or not, you're going back to work.
Yeah. You know, I had some orders that I purchased through a company in China, and they were small orders. They were like $2-3. One was 30. They got canceled.
Yeah.
And that's because the whole economy went to a halt and they had to cancel their orders. And now they are currently shipping again, but it's slow. They're like really behind on.
What do you think it's going to come back over there?
It's a possibility. You know, they are claiming there was cases from Italy coming back to China. And that's a possibility.
Well,
but
sure, now China's going to blame it on somebody else.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah. But, you know, I look at it this way. Like you can easily get on the internet, find a book, watch a movie, listen to music, start a new hobby. It's not the end of the world if you're home. Yeah, it's going to suck. You have to pay your bills. But at the end of the day, you can't stress yourself about that. You have to move on. You have to figure what can you do in this time while you're not working. Find something to do. Find something new.
Clean something. You know? Do something constructive or learn something.
Learn a new.
Practice something.
Learn something new. You know, I mean, that's my philosophy. You know, I had a branch hit my.
You can get on YouTube and learn anything you want.
That's truth. Of course, my job involves the internet. But I had a situation where my internet was out for like 3 or 4 days. I did a lot of different things. My son and I would go out for walks, you know, just to get out of the house, you know, and do different things. And it was fun.
Yeah.
You know, but that, how about this? How about all the people that right now are in different states where they're shutting down businesses?
Well, that's a weird thing because.
Have you ever seen that before?
I just drove down through town and there's no cars. There's no cars on the street. There's no cars parked along the street. And the signs, like in the restaurant, says takeouts only.
Right.
You know, we're open, but takeouts only. The bars are shut down, you know. You got to go to the beer distributor. They're open.
But have you ever seen this before in your lifetime, something like this?
No, never, never.
This is foreign to me.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad I'm still alive.
When I was in Louisiana, they did have martial law there, and things were shut down. It was like ghost towns.
That was during the hurricane.
Yeah.
After the hurricane.
Right. And so this is, you know, not martial law yet, but, you know, there's people out there wanting or wishing for martial law. They've never seen martial law in their life. They don't want that.
I think it's coming. I think they're going to get close anyways. For the government to tell businesses you cannot be open.
That's odd, yeah.
That is weird. And there ought to be some lawyers out there somewhere who are going to fight it.
Well, there's a few out there already who've complained about it. You know, and in my field, it's kind of ironic. I have 2/3 of my business could be allowed to be essential and running, whereas 1/3 can't. So I have different parts of my business that I do. You know, I don't just do one thing.
Yeah.
But if I was to break it down and this part does this and this part does that, I'm not allowed to have one part of that business open because they deemed it not essential.
Yeah, but there's no people involved, is there?
No, there is some people. Like, I do have meetings and stuff like that. Oh. And so I do have people that work under me. So that I do have to be, like, in that conscious regard.
But are your meetings face-to-face?
Now they are not face-to-face, no. Yeah. So this is with other businesses. You think about restaurants. They're on a very thin margin, profit margin. And that's one that I'm concerned about. You know, there's diners out there. There's restaurants out there.
So many people are going to lose their jobs.
The big joints are going to be fine. They'll be able to handle this and ride through. But the small business owners that have those diners and the restaurants, they're hurting. Going to be hurting with this. The grocery stores are doing fine. We don't have to worry about them. But you factor in a lot of other businesses where they
clothing and shoe stores, and
you know, I saw that list.
So many different things that
I saw that list, and they said essential, life essential things. I'm thinking, what if I run out of clothes? I can't go buy clothes because the clothes stores are closed.
You got to get on Amazon,
right? Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
But I just think that, you know, what do we do in the future to prevent this so businesses can stay open? Now, I will say, though, there's a lot of people working from home.
Yeah, so big time, man.
That might be a good thing in the future, is that more people just work from home. You know, there's nothing wrong with it, you know.
Yeah.
If you're productive at home, you can do it. But that takes a special kind of a person to self-motivate, you know, themselves.
Right, yeah.
You know?
You're used to it, but you're right. If somebody's... A lot of people wouldn't do that.
When so you've never seen something like this before. This is unprecedented.
No, never.
I can't think of another time where this was completely, you know, businesses were shut down. And I think that might be adding to some panic too. You know, I wonder what the stores are like. You know, I'm not saying we should go to one now, but you know, I'm curious in some regards. What are people doing?
Well, we went through the drive-through window at McDonald's, and that was weird because it's empty in it.
Right.
You know, and I don't know. I'm glad I wasn't hungry because all I got was a Coke.
But, right.
Well, you know, for less than an hour that we've been talking, the world number of cases in the world has gone from, it was 265, I think.
Mm-hmm.
265,000. It's now 271,532.
Right.
The deaths are up another 200 just in the hour.
Right.
And Italy is approaching 50,000 cases.
Wow.
Italy is... They've now got the most deaths of any country in the world.
That's
over 4,000.
That's just absurd.
Amazing. Simply amazing. And Europe's just getting hammered big time.
Right. I'm not sure what to think about that with Europe. You know, they have a very... People look to their health. They have a very...
They're liberal.
Yeah, you know, a progressive mentality, and their healthcare system's tanking. So it's kind of an interesting aspect there. How's that going to be handled, you know?
Yeah, if they don't... They don't have room for everybody. What are they going to do?
Right.
Open up gymnasiums or high schools?
Right.
You know, to put people, isolate people, I guess.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to see Europe go like that. You know, imagine all the different industries in Europe. You know, this is a global world. So not only is what affects in China... I knew when China was not going back to work, I knew that was going to affect the economy here, and the stock markets were reacting then.
World was connected to China because everybody buys from China.
Right. But now you see Europe, there's still a lot of trade that goes on between Europe and the U.S. and other countries, and more than people realize. You know, you think about any lens in your camera, probably came from, you know, Germany, yeah, and other industries, you know, like... We're seeing the ripple effect of it already. Not only with me trying to order something online, but, you know, just there's other things going on as well that are starting to affect it. You know, a lot of, like, you go to South Korea, they produce a lot of medical equipment. And that is something kind of important. You know, you have the mayor in New York City wanting more ventilators, and there's only so many ventilators. You know, all you have to do is Google that. There's only so many ventilators in the United States.
Well, I listened to the mayor talk there for, I don't know, he wouldn't shut up.
Right.
But it sounded like he wanted everything for them and the heck with everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
He wanted the United States Navy to come to his rescue, and everything had to be for New York City. Forget everybody else. And it was like,
right.
You know, where's this guy from? You know?
Yeah, he said. I think that was kind of a political stand that he needs this 38 million mass, and I'm sitting there thinking, there isn't 38 million mass anywhere right now. I can't think of anywhere. I'm not a doctor, but yeah, I do think I can believe the CDC when they say that most people don't need mass. The healthcare industry does need it because they don't want to spread things on themselves to patients. But there's not 38. There isn't any amount in this whole country, I think, for 38 million masks. This is unfounded. So there could be research on this. I mean, we need to get a doctor on here to kind of like a virologist or something like that, and to confirm this. But I'm hearing that you could use rubbing alcohol to clean those masks.
Yeah.
And dry it out. Now, I don't know how true that is. Rubbing alcohol is 91%. Rubbing alcohol should kill most viruses. And if you were to bathe the mass, in theory, that should kill the viruses. And, you know, you'd have to bathe them in for like an hour or something like that. And then dry them out. And so technically they are reusable, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know how
true
that is.
If you don't dry them out, you're going to get drunk.
Sure. But, you know, you see my point. You know, like, there's got to be a certain point. What was the one in Boston? They were talking about 3D printing masks. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. See,
anybody with a 3D printer, you can print your own mask.
Yeah, he found it online, a open source mask that people are printing.
Like a software or something.
Yeah, it's a 3D model you download, and the 3D printer will print out that 3D model, a graphics model. And, yeah, you know what? Guess what? That works. You know, why not try it? You don't need 38 million masks when you have a 3D printed mask. You just pump a bunch of them out. I think it's for the filters. There's certain masks that have filters, and you can get a 3D printed mask. And it's very precise. It's down to a very small level. And I think the ones that they're talking about would be able to filter out water droplets in the air. And that's how this is spreading. You know, people are sneezing or coughing. They're putting out, you know, droplets. You know, the CDC has posters everywhere. In this building right now, there's posters everywhere talking about stay 6 feet from people and, you know, wash your hand for 20 seconds. And, you know, if you had someone cough and you had a filter that would stop that droplet from going in to your lungs, because that's where it's doing. It's not going into your stomach. It's going into your lungs. Then you should be able to prevent it. What numbers you got there, Bill?
We're up to 271,685. I mean, it's just going up as we look at this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
This is crazy.
There's a lot of people.
Three new deaths in Georgia just now reported.
Oh yeah.
Two deaths in Texas. I mean, you know, it's just. 215 new cases in Michigan.
And as you said, these are like individuals. You know, these people have lived lives. They have stories. You know, they have children, or they have brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers. You know, they all. It's very compounding to me to see these numbers sometimes, because you can see these numbers and just kind of blank out with them a little bit. But it is true. You know, every single person.
So why do you think? Now, I'm talking Crawford County, Erie County, Warren County.
Right.
Zero.
So far. Nothing. But I would say I agree with the Ohio health minister when she said that 1% of Ohioans have the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
That's over a million people.
In Ohio. And so in Ohio, that's 117,000 people. I would say Pennsylvania's the same. The cat's out of the bag. And this is where most people think they just have a cold. They don't realize they actually have COVID-19.
They're lucky if they just have a cold.
Right. But that's what this is. Most, 80%, they say, are having just mild symptoms.
I'm getting sick just talking about
this stuff. Right. You know, and
So
and we're 4 feet. Oh, we're 5 feet.
Yeah, we have to be 6 feet, so I'm gonna have to move back here. you know, I just, you know, there's a certain point where I'm not saying I'm not trying to be defeatist, but we have to realize this is part of nature. We've been through worse. I'm not trying to be the optimist. I'm being pragmatic. You know, I've always tried to be pragmatic with how I approach things.
Well, this is unprecedented.
Right.
This is beyond anything we've ever experienced. Probably anybody that's alive. I don't know if anybody's been alive during the 1918. There might still be a few people, but
yeah,
1918 was outrageous.
Anyone over 100 years old, 102. They're over 102. They probably remember it. There's some people that are 120, they probably remember hearing about it and seeing it, and probably had family members that died.
Yeah, that was astronomical.
And it killed healthy people.
They didn't have they didn't have what we've got now, you know, the medicines and the internet and the, you know, the world was a lot bigger then.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's so small that you can't get away with anything.
We're very interconnected. You know, you ever hear the Kevin Bacon, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. You know, you're 6 degrees away from Kevin Bacon in social networking. So you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows Kevin Bacon. And so we're all connected. You know, Tom Hanks got the coronavirus, and then a lot of other people in Hollywood got it. There's a lot of people in Europe right now that are royalty, like the Prince of Luxembourg. Has the coronavirus, and
yeah, there's a lot of
you know.
Well, there's a couple of people in Congress that they were voting Saturday,
yeah,
and they didn't and they didn't know they had it until
right
that night or something. So,
right,
so there's a big chance that a lot of people in Congress are going to come up with this.
The Prime Minister in Canada, Trudeau, his wife has coronavirus, and he's claiming he doesn't have it.
Well, he won't get tested.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Until he does, isn't it?
Right. So, I mean, was he practicing social distancing with his wife? I mean, I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, she was in a different, she was far away from him.
Right.
They're in different places. But still, the mayor of Miami, the Brazilian big shots down there.
It's hitting everybody equally.
it seems that way. I don't.
I will say that, you know, we'll pass over this. This is, you know, the economy is going to get hurt a little bit from this, I think, and there I go.
Well, financially, I think the economy is going to take a beating.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I'm lucky. My overhead's very low, and nobody cares if I'm breathing or dying.
I care, Bill.
Well, yeah, you know, a few friends and a couple and some family, but
right.
I could drop over tomorrow, and nobody would. You know, it wouldn't make a wouldn't even make a little splash. But that, there's a lot of basketball players and football.
Yeah,
when they get sick, ooh, everybody's sick.
Yeah.
But you know what? One death. I don't care. To say one death. I mean, it's just it's too bad. I mean, it's really, I don't know, sad.
Yeah, there's like you're talking about the one case about the woman that had 6 kids, and it's like, who's taking care of the kids? Like this chain reaction of all these different things. Who's taking care of the kids? Are they being split up in the foster care? If someone, you know, or is there an aunt and uncle or some family member is going to take over raising all those kids? And then that's a burden on them because,
I mean,
you know,
they were celebrating that she beat breast cancer. So
right.
She had a real knockdown, drag out battle with that, and she thought she won.
Right.
And boom.
And then, you know, you factor in that, that's going to be with the kids the rest of their life, you know, like, you know, that's a hole in their heart that they're missing, you know, and because, you know, having a parent go is never easy.
I can't even imagine.
You know, and so, yeah, that's a chain reaction. You know, it's something that you can never reverse from. And it's not just one thing that their mother died. It's many things.
So where do you think all this is going to is this going to go away and then come back? You think, because I've heard it back, you know, it's going to die down some in the summertime. Back in autumn, it's going to come back with a roar.
I don't know about that. I'm hearing, you factor in, you look at Iran. They're not necessarily winter weather there, are they? It's quite warm in Iran. So
the whole idea that they will not...
Well, even Italy and Spain are very warm, too. You know, I mean, it's not...
Right.
It's not springtime like it is here. I mean, it's different. They're a lot warmer.
Right.
So, all right, people are probably tired of listening to us babble. We just want to play some music, some coronavirus music.
Yeah.
Sleep.
That sounds good.
Until next week, we'll let me see. One last check on the numbers here. 271, 722. So we're about 272. We're close to 272. 272,000.
Right.
Now, if we come back a week later, at the rate things are going, that's going to be well over 500,000 people.
Easily. And it's we'll talk another time about maybe how the numbers are growing, but that's
the numbers are really just astronomical.
Right,
it's going like crazy. Just amazing that one little bug can do that.
Yep, takes over your cells and replicates.
Yeah, and it's so catchy. That's just unreal. Okay, Seth. Well, on that happy note, play run some music for everybody and put them to sleep.
That sounds good.
If we haven't already done it.
That's right.
All right, Seth. I'll see you next week, okay?
Sounds good. See ya.